Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 12, 33 to 37. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 12, verse 33 to 37. A tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you this, you must give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. My theme for reflection is the power of words. The power of words. Have you ever engaged in a conversation and quickly sensed the depth of the person's inner world, whether positive or negative, through their words? Our thoughts and words are a window into our perceptions and beliefs. Matthew 12, 33 to 37 invites us to consider this connection more deeply. Jesus Christ employs the metaphor of trees and their fruit to show the link between our inner character and our outward expressions. He asserts, "For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks." This powerful imagery suggests that our words are not mere sounds. They are a direct reflection of our inner selves. Just as a tree is identified by the fruit it produces, so is a person's character revealed through their words and actions. This passage calls us to be attentive listeners, recognizing that what people say often mirrors their true thoughts and feelings. While it is possible for some to disguise their intentions with persuasive words, Jesus teaches that ultimately our speech will betray the true condition of our hearts. Our words, whether good or bad, are the fruits that indicate the health of our spiritual lives. My dear friends, this passage challenges us to reflect on the quality of our words. Are they uplifting and truthful, or are they harmful and deceitful? Our speech should be an overflow of a heart transformed by Christ, producing good fruit that blesses and builds up others. In a world where words can be easily manipulated, the passage challenges us to cultivate a heart that overflows with goodness, ensuring that our words align with the love and truth of Christ. It encourages us to be genuine in our speech, reflecting a heart transformed by the Holy Spirit. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, reflect on your recent conversations. What do they reveal about the state of your heart? Are there patterns of speech you need to change to better reflect Christ's love? Number two, consider the criteria you use to determine who your spiritual role models are. Are they based on outward appearances or the genuine fruit of the Spirit seen in their words and actions? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that guides and challenges us. Help us to cultivate hearts that are filled with your love and truth, so that our words may reflect your goodness. Grant us the wisdom to discern our true nature and the courage to change where needed. May our speech always be seasoned with grace, building up those around us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.